everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 700. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan.
700.
I know. We hit a century mark.
And planned.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 700. Just a normal episode.
Yeah.
But it's 700.
Yep.
Should we have done something special? Probably.
Yeah. We've only done one. You got just right before I got on, we did like episodes, I think, 200?
Yeah, like 100 a celebration episode.
Yeah, it was all live. Yeah, I think it was 100. It was live.
Yeah, it's been a while for sure since we've done anything other than just a normal episode.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we should, maybe we shouldn't. I don't know. So when I think about the shows I listen to, I don't like to switch it up. I like it to be what it is.
Yeah.
Like, I can't stand when they do something special because I'm like, it's not as good as the thing that I listen for.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Maybe it's out of laziness. Maybe it's out of that.
So one of the podcasts I listen to, they do a thing where if they miss a week or if they miss an episode, because they do two a week, if something goes on, I can't do it, they re-release an old episode. And they go like fan favorite episode with, you know, this specific guest.
Yeah.
And they release that, and I'm like, well, we can't do nothing like that because we don't know what our fan favorite one would be.
Does that piss you off, though?
When they post an old one? Yeah, because I just skip it. I don't even listen to it. I just delete it.
Yeah, one of the shows I listen to, they'll do that where it's like they post it as a new episode where it's like it'll have a new name, but it'll say like rerun and then have the same show name.
Mm-hmm.
Where it shows like a new posting, even though it's not. And I never listen to them because I've already heard it.
Because the one I started listening to, and I'm like, wait a minute, I know I've heard this before. Like, they're talking about the same thing, and then he mentioned something like, oh, I did this movie, and I was like, that movie came out 3 years ago. Okay. Oh, this is one of those fan favorite ones.
I'll tell you what's super irritating to me is I'll see like a Rogan clip on TikTok,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I should listen to that show, and I go look, and it's from like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm like, I for sure have already listened to that.
Mm-hmm.
It's been so long, I forgot about it, but they get me with clips thinking it's new.
Yeah, do you hear all the beef he's getting because they release how much people are making podcast-wise, and he's the number one earner? And you're like, why, how? And then people are trying to explain to him, he's got sponsors. He's got a deal with Spotify. I mean, those deals is why he gets paid that much. And then he's got a tremendous amount of sponsors.
I didn't see that, but I don't know who you would have thought would have made more than him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know who anyone thought would have made more than him.
He's only like 10 million more than the next person underneath him. It's like a group, like a tandem. Yeah. But I've never heard of them. Like in the top 10, I've only heard like 5 of the podcasts that are in the top 10, like earners.
Yeah. I don't know who they thought would be ahead of Rogan. I think it's pretty universally known in that space. I feel like he is absolutely dominant.
Yeah. He signed
has been for years.
2 years.
$100 million.
Your $200 million contract with Spotify?
After the $100 million one.
Yeah.
So you're talking about $300 million in Spotify money.
Mm-hmm. That's not including sponsors.
And now he's back on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, that the second contract let him back on YouTube, so he's getting YouTube money.
And now at one time he was getting monetized all the time, and now he didn't care. Now he's being a little more careful with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Spent a little bit more money there in Austin.
Yeah.
You know, open that club, wanting to build that ranch.
And then he's opening 2 more clubs.
Is he?
Yeah.
He wants to build that comedy ranch where you can do like, mega weekend shows and everything. Mm-hmm.
He was talking about Nashville is doing a one there because all we got is Zanies. He's talking about doing Nashville, one there and one in Florida.
Nashville would be a great spot for a mothership, but he's got to get downtown, I think.
Yeah. Because he was saying he's got people there like Theo Vaughn, and there's others that live in Nashville that would be really good to just to be.
A lot of comedians live there. I mean, mm-hmm. you would right off the bat, you would have Theo and probably Nate Bargatze.
Yeah.
Which are, I mean, 2 massive names. You probably would have them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then that brings in 2 very different crowds too, which is good for business.
Yeah.
Plus you take Kill Tony on the road, you can do Kill Tony from Nashville here and there.
Yeah.
You know, wherever else he puts his clubs, you always get that.
Then he was talking about Tampa, I guess, because where Bert lives. He was saying something about having Bert, like, be the staple, like, the main guy there. But Tampa's also a hot spot, and there's several clubs here, but he doesn't want to put anybody else out of clubs. But because he said, if we can do it like Austin, where there's, you know, five clubs all on one street, he's like, he don't care. He's just trying to help out the comedians.
Yeah. I get that. But it takes money.
It does.
Red Band has a club in Austin too, right?
Yeah, it's right across the street. Yeah, it's right across the street.
That's where he does a secret show at.
Mm-hmm.
Nashville needs more than one good comedy club. And if you've ever been to Zany's, even though it's like world famous, it's kind of shitty.
Yeah.
So it could use, if he could get one of those downtown buildings and convert it, it would be massive down there.
It would.
You just wait for one of these country music stars to be irrelevant and they'll sell the club that they have down there with their name on it.
Well, Jelly Roll just sold his restaurant Losers. That he had. Yeah.
Yeah, it happens.
Him and somebody else are selling it.
Well, Florida Georgia Line's bar turned into Lainey Wilson's bar. I mean, that's what happens when a group breaks up or somebody stops making music or their name stops being relevant. Mm-hmm. The company that's tied in with them doesn't want it anymore.
Did you ever eat at the Eddie George, Steve McNair spot?
No. Nope.
It was right across from the Bridgestone Arena. It was right there on the corner. Me and my friend ate there once, and Eddie George was in there as a celebrity type thing. He was there, I guess, when Steve McNair moved away, and then Eddie George left to go to Dallas or whatever. I think he went to Dallas, and that they just sold the place.
Yeah. That's what brings people into all these places is you may go to Eric Church bar and see Eric Church.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what brings people in, like that you may see Morgan Wallen at his bar.
Yeah.
That's the draw behind it. So football's tough because it used to be a little different, but you just don't stay anywhere now.
Mm-mm.
Like everybody moves. It doesn't matter how great you are. It's so rare to only play for one team now.
Yeah. When my friend lived in St. Louis, Kurt Warner had a spot up there and sold him and opened one down in Arizona and then closed that one down after he left Arizona.
Kurt Warner, a real unlikely hero.
Yeah. Did you watch his movie?
Mm-mm.
It's not bad.
I like Kurt Warner though. I don't know him. He seems nice enough.
Yeah. All right, let's get going. We'll get into, would you play, buy anything?
Played Minecraft only. Some Portal time as well as some PS5 time. Still having a blast with that. I feel like we're really cooking. There's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
You're constantly improving the village. I can't stop building new stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm project to project to project. I don't really have a plan for the next project. It just like, it finds itself.
Yeah. We talk about it and all of a sudden we start doing it.
Yeah. Like you made a comment when you were over there. That's what I'm working on now is that thing. Won't make any sense if you've never seen the map, but that's what I'm working on now. And I've got a ton to do over there still with landscaping and getting the area secure. Right now it's barely secure and I need to make it really secure, but it just takes time.
Yeah, definitely not secure. I walked out the door and boom, blew up.
Lots of action last night with creepers.
Yeah.
So, you know, just getting that area a little more secure, which is going to take more trees coming out, things like that, more terrace into the land. But I'll get there. So that's the current project. But yeah, just a lot of that. I bought two things. So I ordered the X-Files Lego Ideas set that comes with the gift with purchase. I ordered that August 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had laid off of the Goodwill auctions, but I was sleepy one night, got on there, found a lot of the Lego Friends.
Yeah.
120 minifigs. Oh, biggest God. Lot I've ever purchased. Yeah. It also came with a bunch of partially put together sets. I received it in the mail Friday. None of the sets are complete, which they didn't look complete in the picture. I also have sealed bags for sets that are not, like I have like four bag twos.
Mm.
So they're just from like random stuff that was donated, but they all have mini dolls in them. So I'm literally going to disassemble all the sets that are put together, open those bags, just pull out the minifigures and just put all the pieces in my loose brick box.
Yeah.
Which gives me a lot to pull from. There is some printed blocks in there. There's also a lot of sticker junk, but it is what it is. I'm going to pull everything apart, throw it in there. And then I've started the task of going through the mini dolls. I think I'm probably down to 30 that now have to be like, I got to start going through my extra pieces, my bits and bobs, and see if I can start piecing them together. So I'm going to say I got probably about 90 out of there that were good, intact, in the correct order, like ready to go. I think with shipping, I gave like 75 cents a piece for them.
That's not bad then.
It's not. I am getting to the point though where like I know them.
So if you see, you know what you have, what you don't, you know the names and
Yeah, but I like, I will grab it and just know that I already have that one. Like I kind of, I don't know them all, but I know a lot of what I have because I just see them so often. So I have a ton of duplicates. I did get my first one of this. I love the girl. I think her name's Autumn, but she's missing elbow down of her arm. I just got one yesterday, and maybe I already had one, didn't notice it, but she's got a big gap in her teeth. To the point where I was like, I think somebody drew on this, and then I searched for it, and that's just how that character is. I love that they have them like not perfect. The other thing is they have really small boobs, so you can tell immediately when you get a guy character with a set of boobs, you know he's mismatched because the guys are flat. So I get them just all kinds of chaos when they come in. They'll be like wrong skin tone, so it'll be like a dude. He'll have like a white face, tanned arms with boobs, and then like a skirt on. And it's also a different shade too. Like nothing skin tone matches. It's just a bastard of a minifig that they assembled at a Goodwill somewhere. So it's a lot of that, but I have so many extra pieces now that I'm able to make a lot of them work. And the legs especially are very reused for the mini dolls. So you'll find the same pants on several figures, same skirt. So it makes life easy. I don't know how many more of these I need. I don't think I need what I have. I have an army of them,
Yeah, you do.
and they are not valuable,
Yeah, you can do
but
like with them Star Wars when they do the Star Wars set, the Clone Wars have all the clones, troopers. You can do
yeah.
that with the friends, have your leader up there with her half arm holding it up, and then army
What
there.
if I had all the Friends dolls on one side and then stormtroopers on the other,
Right.
battle droids on the other, like they're going to war.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do with all of them. My hope is that one day people find value in them and I just have a lot of them. Ultimately, I want to get a case for them and try to do like rows by character and then just put them up somewhere and leave them and then get rid of the duplicates because I don't need them. The other thing is like if I have a duplicate, but then I have another one that's complete but missing the hair, I need to start like maximizing my character count. So if I have a duplicate, I can yank the hair off of that one and put it, because I've got several that are complete but missing hair. And so I need to switch out the duplicates for that. But it's been fun. I just like, it's something to do. I just go through them while I'm watching TV. It doesn't take much bandwidth. I scan it with my phone to see if it looks right or not. And then if it doesn't, it goes into one pile. If it's complete except for the hair, it goes into another pile. So I have like all screwed up and just missing the hair. And those are my two piles. And then if it's complete and good to go, it goes in my bag of completed ones.
They don't have any kind of display case for them.
They'll fit in a regular display case, but I don't know what I want to do. I don't know how I want to do it. Shit, that right there is cool looking, but I would need 100,000 of those. No more than that holds. This last one came with a lot of the Disney princess stuff. So there was a lot there that I didn't have. I'll tell you where the money's at. The elves. I don't know if you remember the Lego elves. That's where the money's at. Most of those sell for $15 to $20. Yeah, I need something like that, but I also need like, 10 of them. Height is the issue. They're 5 millimeters taller. So if it's a tight fit, which usually the Lego cases leave a little room for like a hat, then I'm
not much.
okay.
Yeah, somebody's not much room. That
Yeah,
one's
but
like it's packed back.
if it's tight on the top, it won't work for them. Their arms are also a little bit broader.
Look, he's got one. He's got them in a case.
Yeah. It's a case he's selling. I would still need so many of those cases, though. And I still stand by that the friend sets have better blocks than the Lego set. The colors are so good. Lego uses a lot of the same colors and stuff.
Yeah.
And there's so many bright and fun brick that if you want to, like, if you're somebody who likes to mock up your own sets or freestyle, like, the friend sets are great for that.
This the case he has here almost looks like the case I have right above where I have my coins in.
Yeah.
I
Like
mean,
for the show, Matt loves the flamingo pink and he's always like, you can't find it. I'm like, just buy any friend set. It's just full of it.
yeah.
Yeah, that's just like a generic Amazon minifigure case. Like I said, as long as it's got a little headroom, it'll work.
All right, so you bought that, played Minecraft. Now you've been playing on your portal a lot. No issues at all.
No issues other than I play it with no sound. So I have to be careful on what I'm doing. Because if I go out, creepers sneak up on you, I can't hear it.
Right. Now, do you have like plug-in earbuds you can put in there?
I do, but I'm usually doing something else when I have my portal, and so I just try to work inside or somewhere I know is safe when I'm on
Okay.
it. But that's it. It's
All
all for
right.
me.
Yeah, same thing. I bought the X-Files ones after you mentioned it last night. So when I got off, I was laying in the bed for a second. He's like, let me go ahead and buy this because I'm going to regret. I don't want to regret not having a gift with purchase. So I got that. I did get the gift with purchase from last week. So I bought the Mandalorian Starfighter to get the Darksaber gift with purchase. So now I have another one of those. It's because I want to display at least one lightsaber eventually with my Lego Star Wars sets. That one that I'm missing, that was like $125 I spent on it. That one box I'm not going to open up. But the other, and there's another one, it's about $100, not opening that one up. But this one's only reselling for like 40 or 50 right now. But that one would be a one I would mind opening up because now that I have two of those. Display, and I want to be display that with all the keychains and all the other little knickknack figures with it when I do get to a chance to display all those.
Yeah.
I did play a little bit of Astrobot, so I got like two more worlds done.
How are you feeling about it?
It's funny. Oh, I tried to. There's those little V. I think I started with a V, void like
Oh,
runs.
yeah.
I did two of those. Then I was doing a third one for about an hour and I just rage quit. So I was like, I'm not, this is not for me.
Well,
Those are a little
just
bit hard.
know. They are hard, and you have to complete all of that for the platinum.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm gonna go back to just work on the normal levels and get back to where once I'm a little bit better at the game. That I did two free game platinums. I got both of those knocked out.
Garbage.
Yeah.
Garbage. Dump truck. Garbage dump truck full of trash games that you platinum.
Yeah, so I got two more knocked out.
They're not even real platinums. I need you to know.
Well, the one I'm gonna say one is because you actually have to play that game, like
No one's
play
going to
it.
look through your list and find that as a respectable platinum. Now, I don't care if you're over for overall number, but anyone that's going to like dissect your trophies is going to look at Pool Noodle Simulator and think that that's probably something that he really had to grind on to get.
Right. But
Because
there's
you,
a,
the names of them are
yeah.
so ridiculous.
Some of these ones are just puzzles and you just complete like seven puzzles and you got the platinum. So, okay.
Yeah. Do you wish it didn't show us what you did?
No, I like because the teasing I get from it.
It like spoon feeds it to me. Like I turn on my PlayStation and it's like the first box that pop up is that you platinum some bullshit game.
Game, yeah.
Yeah, like Dandelion Picker. And I'm like, okay. All right. And there
So I
was
wait
two
for
of them.
And I wait for it. Like, I platinum this one, so it's going to show up. And then you guys don't say nothing about it.
Well, because I don't know how hard he looks. He, like, leaves his game suspended all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So he boots, like, right back up into it. I see it every freaking time.
Yeah.
And I just try to decide if I want to go off of, you know,
teasing me or not.
Yeah, if paper terror is something I want to complain about or not. But it's always some bullshit.
Yeah, and I don't always go for the easy platinum. I have some hard, like really, really hard platinums on there. So
yeah, but you've diluted them. You've diluted them with bullshit. You've watered them down. Your platinum count's probably pretty damn high.
I think 102 now, 103.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably high, yeah.
Because mainly half of them are because of that, I would say. Yeah,
70, probably 75% even.
I'm going to say half.
Probably, maybe like 76.
Half, 52, 51. All right, so let me share my screen. I'm sharing. You can see this. All right, so some Sony news. We're going to be talking about they have three games for the month coming out. Dying Light 2, Stay Human, Reloaded Edition. There's a game called Big Walk. Then Signalis from PlayStation 4. Now, friend of the show, Patman, sent us a little thing saying about this Big Walk that he was interested in playing. It's, you can get up to like four people. You can do some puzzles. You can actually play with in the area of other people. You can come across them as well. So we'll see if it's a game that we get into. It looks cool, but then that doesn't look cool. The creatures look like animated ants or birds or something. They're kind of weird looking. Get Ryan back with us in a second, maybe. The internet's been freezing up the whole episode here and there. We have 8 games that are be delisted from PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4. Tearaway, NBA 2K Playgrounds 2, WWE 2K Battlegrounds, Infamous 2, Infamous Festival of the Blood, Let It Die. I played that game for a little while. It was pretty fun. Then it got too hard for me. NHL 22 and then NHL 23. The online services will be ending, but you will not be able to play those games. So Sony has basically come back and announced about the disc backlash, saying that they haven't yet to see any effect on people of their sales. People are still buying hardware, still buying the games digitally. They're not seeing any impact at all. But I've watched a couple YouTube channels and all Instagram channels of people who own gaming stores, and they're saying that more and more people are trading in their games and their hardware. They're trading in PlayStation because they're getting rid of digital. I mean, they're going to digital. All right. Next one is, with that, Sony is saying that their monthly active users have increased a lot, and they're making more money than ever. They have these little charts that they brought out showing how much money they've made, between quarter four and quarter one of last year and this year. They saw 126 to 125 monthly thousand or million users. But that we'll see how that goes when quarter two hits, because that quarter one only goes into a certain point to like June. It doesn't show July when the announcement was made. Next one. Sony came out with this physical vinyl turntable. Then people were like complaining about this. Oh, you're going to bring this back out to play this this old hardware that you said no one really uses anymore for your physical games. So what's going to happen in like 10 years, 20 years, you're going to release a thing that will play old games. Right. So also the PlayStation 5 has passed 95 million units. Other sales are down 36% from year to year. But they're steady growing. They'll be over the 100 million mark pretty soon. Says they sold 1.6 million units last quarter, down 36% from last year. But mainly that's to do with the higher price tag as well, too. They did up the price of it. Now, with the this going on, the PlayStation VR 2 is $100 off as of right now. It's up until August 10th. It's back down to $299, but with a couple of new games coming or that are out, Gran Turismo 7, then the Flight Simulator 2024, Microsoft's Flight Simulator. You can get this and then play some old games, or you can connect it to a PC and play some PC games on there. Speaking of Gran Turismo 7, they're partnering with Elite Racing Wheelmaker to make this Elite Racer. So Moza Racing is doing a partnership with Gran Turismo to make a racing wheel for Gran Turismo. Right. And next, Sony has patented a touchscreen wireless or touchscreen controller. It has no buttons at all. So it only has on the patent, it looks like it just has the like two little dots and the square pad, the diagonal, the digital pad. But it's just a touchpad itself that you'll be able to press. It says standard controllers are not comfortable for everybody with the buttons. Right, some Xbox news. We got some games leaving Game Pass. We have... Hold on, make sure... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Games leaving Game Pass, here we go. The same kind of games as Nintendo. NBA 2K Playgrounds 2 is really shutting their servers off, I guess, for everybody. WWE 2K Battlegrounds also, NHL 22 and NHL 23 all are leaving. But then they also have Warface Clutch is going to be turned off in August. And we got some games coming to Xbox Games Pass. We have Beasts of Reincarnation, Heretic and Hexen, Monsters Are Coming, Sandustry, Grave Season, and Renaissance: A Plague's Tale Legacy. Let's see. Asha Sharma's come out, basically more interviews about her reset for core content creation and connection. They have a bunch of games out that they are going to consider going into film, consumer products, sponsorships, live experiences, new partnerships, especially including China, with some games like Halo, Gears, Fables, Fallout, and Minecraft. We got Xbox Cloud Gaming is going to be coming to a Hisense and Vidaa TVs with a dedicated app. So there'll be an app on there you download. This Xbox app you'll be able to download on there, and you'll be able to play Xbox games and pair up your controller, like your Elite controller, or an adaptive controller or PlayStation. So several gaming controllers will be able to play with that, or to use that to play with. The Xbox servers were down for 20 hours over this last week. They were to get it back up. So they were said they were aware of it. They were sorry. So it's not just, you know, PlayStation or Nintendo. Everyone has problems with servers. All right, we got some Nintendo news. We got Yoshi and the Mysterious Book. They were talking about how when they were making a game, it wouldn't be possible without the power of the Nintendo Switch 2. They were to make changes and to make it like way better than what it possibly could on the Nintendo Switch 1. Looks like Zelda Wind Waker 2 was in development, but it was canceled for a more realistic game. So we'll see if some fans hear this and like, hey, well, we want it anyway. We have Super Mario Sunshine is coming to Nintendo Switch Classic in August. This game came out in 2002. So if you have the online and expansion pack subscribers, you'll be able to get this. With that being said, they're going to have some wallpapers from Super Mario Summer 2026 or Super Mario Sunshine. Now we got there's a game that was scrapped a long, long time ago. It's called Poke Park Fishing. A contest is for the DS. The digital version of the game came on eBay, showed up for eBay for $9,100. It's like a test cartridge. We had two canceled Virtual Boy games that have been announced for Nintendo Classic. Where's the list of the games? Zero Racers, which is a spinoff from F-Zero. And the other one was called Hooper, originally known as Dragon Hopper. So Amiibo is basically when a game comes out, or when we have Amiibos come out, usually around that time there's a game coming out, and we have a whole bunch of Zelda Ocarina of Time Amiibos being released on November 12th. So that usually mean that there's the game Ocarina of Time is going to be coming out. No word on it for sure, but a remake could be coming. Pokemon has come out and said they made $15.7 billion in retail sales in 2025. That is up from the $12 billion they did in 2024. It's crazy. Pokemon has teamed up with Krispy Kreme for these Pokemon donuts. When you look at them, they are kind of cute. They have Pokeball-looking one, some other little characters. The box looks pretty cool. All right, there was a game called Croc, the Two Kingdom of Gabos. I remember seeing this before. The trailer looks pretty cool. It's going to be coming from Nintendo. Like, there's a bunch of different things you can do in this game: racing, flying air balloons, venturing, exploring. Looks like a fun game. Back. So I went through a bunch you just missed. I did all the PlayStation, Xbox, and Nintendo. Down the last bit on the Nintendo.
I'm down for Nintendo. Let's go.
The last one is Nintendo Switch 2 has overtaken the lifetime sales of GameCube.
Shout out to... you know what? No. GameCube, a better system than Switch. Or Switch 2, whichever. You could lump them together.
Yeah.
The GameCube is a gem of a system.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it came factory in purple. And I still can't get a fun Nintendo Switch 2.
Yeah.
Good for Nintendo.
Did talk about that game that Batman sent us that saying we should play. Do you have any comments on that?
It looks like something fun. I am skeptical of our ability to get four people together to play a game without someone being in a bad mood.
Yeah.
It just seemed like that was always the struggle, was scheduling a time to play.
The big walk. It looked okay. The idea is fun. Graphically, it might not be there for somebody.
It's friend slop. We would enjoy it for a little while. I would love to play it with everybody. I am just not, like I said, I'm just not confident we can all get on the same page to play it.
Mm-hmm. Random news. Independent gaming studio Double Fine has decided to lay off 23 devs to ensure the survival of the studio. They come out with a little message on Blue Sky, basically saying they had to let go 23 members of their staff.
You know, Double Fine has such a storied past, and you can almost look at this as part of the grander, like, Xbox layoff of people, but there was no way they were going to maintain the headcount they had when with Xbox and going independent. And if you read their message, they say, like, it's not something they took lightly. It was out of necessity to keep the studio running.
Yeah.
Like, this gives him the best chance of survival. So I hate it, but you know, this is what happens. Going back independent is expensive.
Right, next one, EA's buyout to the Saudi Arabian company should be closing next week. It's $55 billion. They're
I
going
think
to being bought by Silver Lake.
it's like several different people, like two or three different companies, but it's
Jared
I don't know.
Kushner's Affinity Partners. So it's like three, it looks like three different companies.
Yeah, but it is predominantly Saudi money, and I encourage people to do what feels best and most aligns with the way that you feel. I don't think it is fair of me to say don't play EA games because of how they treat people, because I don't think that's realistic. People are still going to play the games they love. I think it just, if it's important to you, if it bothers you, if you're not good with it, then don't do it. But I don't think I have to dislike Gerald because he still plays EA games. I'm seeing some people on the internet taking this very, very far, maybe too far, not maybe, too far. Vote with your wallet, but it's okay if you still want to play something.
All right, so there's a game called Flamecraft. It's coming out for all systems. It was on Steam like a year ago. And this Flame company has done a bunch of it. Just a crafting part. I just see here's like a little clip of.
Looks so good, art style. Like visually, it's impressive. Now, what was that nonsense with the cards? I'm not a card guy.
Yeah, I think you can level up by using cards for
It's interesting.
characters.
It looks like my style minus the cards, but the cards may not be, that may just be their UI.
So I don't know, you don't play Madden, but Madden added cards to their games,
Yeah, I'm
and
familiar
that,
with it.
yeah, and they basically, that's what took me out of playing the, like the Maddens and stuff, because I don't want to deal with the cards.
The cards are strictly there in Madden for microtransactions. This looks good, but it looks very card heavy. But I can't see if they're just assigning the dragons like to, like all you're doing is assigning the characters, and the characters are represented by the cards.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. And then you can add stuff to the cards.
What a lovely art style, though. Very cozy.
All right. Ninja Turtles is coming to Sonic Racing.
People like Sonic Racing. I again, it would only be fun if we were playing it. This is the very, very Nickelodeon Ninja Turtles.
So this is added into the season pass, or if you just want to buy it separately because you can't do the pass, it's $5.99. So there's a microtransaction for it.
Looks fun.
Then Capcom has come out saying Capcom has come out and say they want Resident Evil to be released every single year.
Careful what you wish for and what you want. It's hard to do. It's hard to be impressive when you come out at that cadence, and it's very expensive.
And so the idea from what they're thinking about doing is new game, and then the next year a remake. New game, next year a remake. So every other year will be a remake, but then there'll be a new game.
That gives you a 2-year dev cycle if you do it with two studios. If you could like Treyarch Infinity Ward it, you could obviously give yourself a little longer, but yeah, that's expensive. Capcom has done very good with their franchises as of late, and I would hate to see them screw that up.
All right,
Chasing
so,
that Assassin's Creed money.
last but not least, we'll head into some Lego news, brick news. Lego Dreams is doing a little crossover with How to Train Your Dragon and the Fast and the Furious. The video here was taken down, but I did find the video. It's right here. So it shows like a little green, little slime guy. And here's all these engines sounding, like revving up. And they show the dragon, How to Train Your Dragon. And he licks the little green guy.
I don't even know what to think about. That's a very acid-induced crossover.
Yeah, but you can hear the engines in the background from like the Fast and Furious.
It's very strange. The Dreams franchise in Lego is not something I've been a part of. They have really wacky builds.
Yeah, really crazy. Fun builds for a kid, like to build and.
So we'll see what that looks like. Also, How to Train Your Dragon. Toothless is an awesome character.
Right. So after we got off, they last week's episode we recorded, they announced the Marvel Doomsday sets. And there's actually some cool looking sets in here. The Brickhead, the Doomsday hero and villains. I think Dr. Doom looks really cool in this one. Gambit
Why are
looks
all your
cool.
ads for toe fungus? They're distracting. Every ad you've had so far has been for toe fungus.
I know, I don't have toe fungus.
Not anymore. Not that you got those meds.
Yeah, the thing. So there's a couple cool looking characters. They show the bus, the real Doomsday bus. We talked about his eyes episodes when it was leaked, but it does still look good.
Think we talked about his tits when he was leaked.
Yeah. Looks
He
like a
still
car
has
grill.
breast or the front of a 57 Chevy.
Car grill. Then there's the big Doomsday jet. There's some mini characters, some mini figures people are excited to get. I'm not too good with the thing with the
With his
added
big
on.
goofy hands, big dumb hands.
Cyclops
He
looks really
doesn't
cool.
look right.
So the hands are clip-ons.
He's just off.
The hat, the head, the helmet or head is like a hair.
Yeah, he's just off.
Cyclops looks good.
He does look good.
Doom looks good. Right, then they have the huge sentry bot, big bot, Sentinel. That's what he is. Some minifigures. Now, Mr. Fantastic's got these long ass legs. The
Dude,
word.
I love him. I just want him though.
Nightcrawler.
Look
There
how good
is.
those legs look. I just
Yeah.
want those tall legs. I just want to have those legs.
Did they miss out on not having long arms? Should they have done long arms
Maybe.
too?
Should they have different height minifigures? I mean, because right now you have kid and adult. Should we have tall adult? Should tall adult be a thing?
Or do we get the another set with him and he's got the long arms with the short legs?
We're taken out of context in a shirtless model. He's very porn star also. With that stash,
Yeah.
you put some dirty hair on him and a like maybe a maybe you do like a beach shirt where he's got the shirt on and the chest hair out. He could be pretty sleazy. He also has a mildly Tom Selleck look about him.
Oh yeah. Yeah, with the mustache.
Yep.
Right, then there's the tower, which I know a lot of people I've seen some people say they really want this tower, but the characters are in that are in it, the minifigures. It'll be $100, which is about $110, which is not bad for the minifigures. Flame.
Flame looks good.
Doom is pretty much the same on all of them. Right, we're getting two new Wednesday character sets. This backpack looks really cool. Whoever designed it, I did a really good job. The backpack's only $45. It's got some flowers on it. It does open up. You can see Wednesday. She a friend's character you probably
I
went
don't
through that.
have her, but I want her. I oddly enough have her hair that came on the wrong character, but I don't have her.
There's
I
the end.
want her. They also have her as a mini, like a true minifigure, and I would like to have her. Yeah, the thing is good too, because it's just the hand.
So here's a true minifigure on the Nevermore Academy set.
I would come closer to getting this over the friend's doll because I want her to have her as a minifigure.
Now, which is it's a mini build, and you get the little small characters, little tiny statue looking ones. And it looks like they're going to be going to this with a mini character because there's another set that does the same exact thing.
Like
It's
it's
coming
almost like
up.
that Polly Pocket market.
Yeah.
I don't know that I care to have the Nevermore Academy. I would like to have her minifigure. I'd also like to have her mini doll, but we'll
I'm sure
see.
I'm sure you'll be able to find. You'll go to a con and someone will have both of them.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, they announced they're showing one of the first Christmas sets. It's a Christmas stocking. It's set 40958. I do really like this one, especially the minifigure.
I like the minifigure. I was disappointed in the stocking when I saw it. It's just a little rigid looking. I mean, maybe it had to be, but it doesn't look like it has any movement. It looks very like you. If I just told you to picture someone that built a stocking at, like out of Lego, this is probably what you would picture. It is not anything crazy.
Yeah, it only looks like it's about three layers
deep. Yeah, I feel like they could have done more with it. But I do like the minifigure. I like his hat.
It's going to be for $35.
Yeah, price is good.
All right, we have some new Brickheads announced. There's the Gremlins one with Gizmo and Stripe. These do not look good at all.
I don't think they look good. I also am concerned about how you display them because they're very wide with their ears.
Yeah.
Like very wide.
They also have this Golden Age Batman and Superman. These are fun.
I think these look awesome. Dude, there's something so like derpy about Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Like his goofy eyes, I think it is. I really like Superman. He's super like goofy.
Yeah, now they've had Superman before. They've had Batman, several different Batman sets. But still, these are so cool.
I don't like Batman's eyes, but there's something real derpy about Superman that I really love him. He's real good.
All right, we did talk about the sets coming out with the August X-Files. You can get the gift for purchase. You can have until August 10th to get that.
And I might actually be surprised if it lasts. I really think that set's going to sell well.
Also, if you buy some certain Pokemon Smart Play sets, you do get some free. Let's see, you get the Ditto, a Squirtle, Ditto as Squirtle Movie Night. And then you can also get the badge collection is still available. There's the Pokeball available. You have to do certain things to get that.
A lot of people surprised that they brought back the badges.
Mm-hmm.
That's with the purchase of the big statue.
Yeah, the Venusaur, Charizard, and Blastoise.
Yeah, that's. But a lot of people surprised they brought that back.
It just tells me they had a whole bunch still in stock.
Yep.
The Pokemon, the little reward center, you can get the mini Pokemon Center that was on the rewards. When I went last night, it was still there, so it was still available Saturday night.
Let me look, because I think it's sold out again already. I wish they wouldn't bring it back. I wish they would stop that.
They added a bunch of two-time or double insider points for specific sets. Pikachu. This set has been out actually on sale in a lot of different places. Big Pikachu and Pokeball, set 72152. There's a Timmy and Tommy's Animal Crossing sold out.
Yep.
Yep.
So, unfortunately, at time of recording, if you could go check, and you should check, but it is sold out again for the Pokemon Training Center. Timmy and Tommy, I'm torn on this set. I think the background is beautiful. I don't like the like Uncanny Valley. They don't look quite right. Mm-hmm. But I'm a little weak to this one more so than the others.
This will probably end up eventually on sale. It's $60. Yeah. I think it's a little high.
I think the Animal Crossing sets have been trash sales for Nintendo or for Lego.
The Tower Bridge, I've already seen this on sale in some places already because a lot of people are mad that it's a remake.
Very similar to the previous one.
The art, you get double points, and then you get double points if you do the Hanging Golden Pothos and then the Dark Flower Arrangements.
I'd like to have both of those. I think the Pothos looks incredible.
City sets, there's a bunch of new ones you can get double points with. Green One Collectors and the Olivia Rodrigo's, all her sets, you can get double the points. Some friend sets as well. Gabby's Dollhouse. I always forget about Gabby's Dollhouse.
Yeah, I have a couple Gabby's that I've bought in the like lots of stuff. But I don't know anything about Gabby's. I think most of them are the 4+ sets.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're the like after Duplo sets.
Harry Potter, then there's the Icons, there's a bunch. There's K-pop Demon Hunters, Marvel Herbie. kind of like this one, then I kind of don't.
Yeah, I don't care for that one.
Dungeons and Dragons, Ninjago, One Piece sets, Pokemon, some more Pokemon, Smart Play. See, when I went to Target the other day, there was someone in there buying some Pokemon Smart Plays.
I wonder how they're doing. I don't think they're doing well.
Mm-hmm. They still had a full, like, everything was there.
Before we move too much past it, there was a Minecraft set there that was for Minecraft Dungeons. I really want to get the Minecraft the movie sets because I want the true minifigures without the square heads.
Oh, okay, got you.
So you get like Jack Black as Steve in the movie sets, and I want to get at least a couple of those to get a full run of the characters.
I still want to get a Smart Brick set just to have one, but I don't really like any of the ones that have been out.
I guess, yeah, it's Star Wars or Pokemon right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure they have some city stuff coming, and I'm sure they have some freaking Mario stuff coming.
Oh, with the Pokemon ones, if you buy the Star Wars, if you buy the Star Wars one and you're trying to use some of those for the Pokemon ones, you have to go in your app and update the Smart Bricks. So they have to connect Bluetooth wise and be updated.
That's what Lego really needed when you think about it, is updates.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there's another little Harry Potter set. It's a mini castle that comes with a minifigure. I just talked about Wednesday having this little set where you get a minifigure. Here's another one. They're doing these mini builds with a minifigure.
I like that one. It looked good on a desk.
I think this is also to help sell with adding a minifigure in there because a lot of these mini sets don't do well.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling we're going to see more sets like this. They also announced another one, but I couldn't find an article with it. I just saw like an Instagram page for it. It's a huge Harry Potter like castle set, one of the castles, and it's like $449. It's like 4 or 5 story tall castle. So we'll see what that is in the next couple of weeks if it's legit or not. All right. And then last but not least, there was a leak rumor that we're going to be getting an Astrobot gift with purchase with the PlayStation 1 set. Two different timetables. I've seen releasing October 1st, and I've also seen releasing December 1st.
Yeah, I think December is a little more likely, but who knows?
Yeah. Usually we get stuff. Sometimes we get it about a month, so sometime September we'll know what we get. The PlayStation is about going to be around, they say, $160. The Astrobot will be a gift for purchase. I would like to get two of the Astrobots, the one just to have in the box and one to open. So I'm interested to see how much they go for.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all I have for this week.
Happy 700. Sorry, I was departed for part of that. The internet was not cooperating.
As usual, if they support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Follow us on our socials at @GameStitch or contact us on our socials. Not follow us, but contact us, @GameStitch or Ho Effin' Show. That was episode 700. Back next week, same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.